Hello, everybody. I'm Bob Misalgo, morning host at WNRN. It's my pleasure to welcome you to a very special WNRN 30th anniversary in-studio session with Fruit Bats in Richmond. We're at In Your Ear Studios in Richmond. Our Member Appreciation Week kicks off tomorrow, but there could be no better pregame than this session with Fruit Bats. They have just released their new album, The Landfill. It's on Merge Records. It's out now. Came out last month. It's good to have that. Eric D. Johnson has been performing as Fruit Bats for almost three decades now. It's hard to believe that. Also want to thank Davies and Davies, estate planning attorneys in Virginia, for sponsoring this session. Eric, welcome back to In Your Studios.
Yeah, thanks for having me. Good to be here.
This new album I've heard described as more live than your more recent albums. And as a description of the way the album was recorded, can you tell us what that means and how that affected the recording process?
Yeah, I mean, I started off, you know, making songs on four tracks where it was like, you know, the writing process and the recording process almost was like kind of one thing. But then where you sort of build things from the ground up, not that I had never done anything that what didn't, you know, where it wasn't like, but this was a more of an old school process. I've had these guys in the band for a super long time, and we went to a very fancy barn outside of Seattle and recorded these songs.
That sounds like it was a lot of fun. Yeah, going to put that together. You want to play one of the songs for us now?
Yeah, sure. This is the title track, actually.
This is an ode to eternity, sung by an old show pony. In this long, slow rodeo, I've come to know. Looking down from the landfill, I can see the city lights are shimmering. And it's like a holy vision of what could be. Thinking it's written in the stars. This is the end of the movie. The song of the bowling. It was such a sad, sweet story. Maybe eventually you'll see. So yeah, you've seen into my heart, and you've seen what I never really could. And now I'm looking down from the landfill, I see the lights of your neighborhood. Somewhere somewhere good. And now I'm sitting in the car, thinking it's written in the sky.
Fruit Bats are live in studio with us here on WNRN. We're in your ear studios in Richmond. I forgot something very important to tell you. Fruit Bats are playing tonight at the Broadberry in Richmond. Doors open at 7 o'clock. Al Olender opens that show tonight. We're so glad to have him here in studio. It's the first time we've had your full band with you here at In Your Ear, I think.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, it's terrific. How do you decide when you're writing songs what's going to be a solo song and what's going to be a full band song?
I don't know. I made like this very solo-y kind of record right before this called Baby Man. I kind of consider them like one record spiritually, but and that was more consciously like I'm going to do this thing that's really stripped down. But I tend to want things to have instrument, even when something kind of starts as solo. I'm like, we should have some bass on, and then suddenly it just always becomes a band song. I think I'm just like a. I've always just loved the Beatles and things like that, where I was just like, I want to make this little mini orchestral thing with these four other people.
When you're putting together an album, are you thinking of it as a whole, or are they songs that you worked on over time that just kind of came together because of chronology?
I never think of it as a whole, but retroactively, it always becomes like you always realize that it's like a little mini movie that you wrote, and you hear how they all the songs relate to each other. At least that's how I like to do it, is be surprised at the end to be like, oh yeah, there's a through line here, but that I didn't really, I don't set out to make like a concept album, but they all kind of are in a way.
Just to remind everyone, the new album's called The Landfill. It's on Merge Records. It's out now, came out last month. You have such a busy schedule. You've got your touring dates with the band, you've got solo shows, you've got work you do with others like Bonnie Light Horseman. How do you manage, what kind of tips and techniques and tricks do you use to manage all that time and try to be creative as part of that process?
I'm just horribly anxious all the time, basically. So,
that trick I know.
Yeah, yeah.
Would you like to play a couple more songs for us?
Yeah, we'll do a couple more.
What a weird atmosphere. What a time to be nearly here. Shot out of the water slide to the deep end, looking in my eyes. Slowly sinking under it, wondering perhaps with a storm. Still taking form. A maybe just baby's about to be born. It's a climax in a slow motion. Singing under it, wondering what if it's a dream. We're still just to see. Out in the cold, it's floating on the green. Perhaps we're a storm, still taking form. Or maybe just baby's about to be born. Oh,
tuning, but this is not the concert.
Listening to a 30th anniversary WNRN in-studio session. We're at Richmond's In Your Ear Studios with Fruit Bats. They're going to be playing at Broadberry tonight in Richmond with the doors opening at 7 o'clock, and their new album, The Landfill, is available now on Merge Records. Eric, could you introduce the rest of the band for us?
Yeah, that's Costa Galanopoulos on the drums. That's David Dauda on the bass guitar. That's Josh Meese on lead guitar, stage right. And that's Frank LaCresto playing piano, organ, and various other keyboards.
So, Eric, I have to ask you about the title of the album. The Landfill, I think for a lot of people, is not a really a romantic kind of scene.
No.
But I think it means something more to you.
Well, yeah, and it was sort of like I was saying, when I make an album, it's like I don't really know what the metaphor is until later sometimes, or... The landfill was like an image for me. I grew up in the Midwest. It's like there's not a lot of landforms. So when you would see a landfill, it was actually like, whoa, it's a mountain. Like I had, and I remember we would like sled on them and stuff, you know. But so then I had that as an image somehow, but I didn't really know what it meant. And actually Costa and I wrote the song together, the music, and then... I kind of like where you sort of paste on this image onto it, and then it sort of became the through line of the record, which is like a landfill is like it's something that you stand upon that gives you a vantage point. It's a mountain that you build out of your own garbage and is sort of like a metaphor for life, which is sad and beautiful at the same time, pretty much. So, yeah.
Since we're broadcasting this session into the Tidewater area, I have to tell you that happens around here, too. We have Mount Trashmore.
Yeah.
In Virginia Beach, and that's exactly the same thing. It's really flat next to the ocean. Most of us are off today, Sunday being a day off for many of us, but not for you. I know you've got a show to do tonight, but do you have time for another song for us?
Yeah, absolutely. Here's one more from the record. Fruit Bats are live in studio on WNRN. We're at In Your Ear Studios in Richmond. Their new album, The Landfill, is on Merge Records, and it's available now. And they're playing at the Broadberry this evening at 7 o'clock in Richmond. 7 o'clock is when the doors open. Eric, I wanted to ask you to get your thoughts on one more thing before you go, if I could. Looking at your schedule coming up, the full band's going to be playing, making their first appearance at the Newport Folk Festival here in a couple of weeks. Not our first, though. It's like
it's not your first.
The third, actually.
Really?
Yeah, well, but the first in a few years.
That makes the question a little less critical, but it still applies. How do you feel about playing such a historic music festival?
It's cool. Like, I don't, it's own thing too. I mean, I'm certainly not thinking about the ghosts of Dylan going electric when I'm there. It's a pretty modern thing. Yeah. I mean, I'm a buff for music history and things like that. So I always do feel the weight of the history, but you know, I've done a few, but it's very cool. That's all. I don't know.
They always seem to come up with some kind of collaborations for the festival. How does that, have you ever been part of any of that? Or have you seen how that happens?
Yeah, I did. You know, they do like the big, when we're only there on the Friday, usually the big crazy reveal is on the Sunday. So we're not going to be, whatever crazy stuff happens, we will not be witnessing it. But I did Robin from Fleet Foxes and James from Shins and I did like Crosby, Stills and Nash, Sweet Judy, Blue Eyes together. And we, and then, you know, that song Stephen Stills wrote for Judy Collins. And then she pops out at the end and like sang the end with us. So that was my one, like crazy collab. I mean, I did a few, but that was a notable one. So
well, that is pretty special.
Yeah.
Thanks so much for joining us.
Yeah. Thanks for having us.
I'll just remind everybody once again, Fruit Bat's playing tonight at the Broadberry in Richmond. Doors open at 7. The new album, The Landfill, is out now on Merge Records. This has been a WNRN 30th anniversary in-studio session from In Your Ear Studios in Richmond. Thanks to Carlos and the In Your Ear team for their support, as well as Matt and Sarah and Maddie and the rest of our WNRN staff that are here today. And since this is Member Appreciation Week, a big thank you to all of our WNRN members. Remember that without your support, we can't do sessions like this, and we really do appreciate it. Finally, thanks to Davies & Davies, estate planning attorneys in Virginia, for sponsoring this session. For WNRN, I'm Bob Misago. Thanks for listening.